And we've got Chelsea Juice Welch. It's obvious where that name came from, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people, they don't know my last name. So Welch is grape juice. I have been referred to as Juice since I was a young child. So
you just might as well embrace it and go with it.
I can't get rid of it. I tried. It just hasn't worked. And people are just set on calling me Juice. So I just go with it now. They can call me whatever they want.
And now that's what they call you on the show. So that's permanent. It's
now
stuck.
It's permanent. Now that it's on TV, it's permanent.
So tell me a little bit about that experience. How's that been, flying and TV together? How does that work for you?
Flying in Alaska is one of the things I have always wanted to do, and being a part of the Flying Wild Alaska crew was just above and beyond.
How did that happen for you?
I met Ariel here at Oshkosh last year, Ariel Tweedo, and she's the daughter of the owner of the regional airline that it's about, that the show is centered around, and we just hit it off. You know, I actually didn't have a TV at the time, so I'd never seen the show.
You do now?
I do now, yes. And I've seen all the episodes, and I love them. And I was asking Ariel, what do you fly on Flying Wild Alaska? And she said, we fly a lot of Cessnas, you know, caravans. And I said, caravans? That's my favorite airplane. You put a caravan on floats, pack it full of a bunch of, you know, friends and beer, and disappear on a lake for a couple of weeks. That's my idea of a good time. And she said, oh my gosh, I need to get your phone number. We got to hang out. So after that, we were just really good friends. And I was at Sun and Fun this spring when I got a call from the producers of the show. And she had been pitching me to the show to bring her up and bring her on as to help her with her flight training. And Jim called in a favor to see when I could get there. And so I came in. We didn't tell Ariel when I was coming in, and brought in a brand new 172. And we wrapped up her flight training. It was absolutely wonderful and a great experience. And I love flying around there.
And had you ever flown in Alaska before?
Never.
So how did that go, that training, from compared to that's something I don't know if all pilots do, but that's one place I've always wanted to go and see how that is.
Yes.
How the flying experience is. So
it's definitely on a bucket list.
A lot of white.
A lot of white. Yeah. Not a lot of visual references, because you get this white out where you can't see where the horizon begins because everything is white. I mean, even the water where Unalakleet is, it's on the ocean. It's a coastal town. And so the sea is actually frozen. So it's white too. So the sky's white, ocean's white, everything's white. So flight training was interesting because we couldn't quite do a turn around a point anywhere, because all below us it's just white and it's trees. So if I said, okay, Ariel, let's use that tree, all of a sudden it became, you know, a forest, and you just had trees everywhere. So we would always lose our point. So when we were doing turns around a point, we actually found a moose.
And turns around a moose.
Turns around a moose.
With the juice.
With juice, yeah. So that was all good fun, and it was just beautiful. I mean, you're in a stunning part of the country that not a lot of people get to see, and it's definitely untouched.
And during those colder months, you don't get a lot of daylight hours either.
We were actually having the opposite, because it was starting to get springtime, so we were getting more and more day. We went out one evening and saw the aurora borealis at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And the sun was still setting. So
setting.
At 2 a.m.
Now,
yeah.
This isn't the only thing that you do.
No.
So you also have, I'm looking at your wrist, of course listeners can't see it, but you've got your own watch company. You make aviator watches for women.
Yes, it's called the Abingdon Company, and it's a company I started back in 2007 when I was flight training, getting my private pilot's rating.
So you've been doing that longer than you've been doing this.
Yes, I have.
And I'm sure the whole crew, all the women are outfitted now.
Definitely, they love them. And Ariel prefers the Amelia model in runway black. My favorite is the Jackie model in seaplane green, and they all have women's names. All the models, the timepieces are named with women's names, and they come in beautiful colors. And
with
you
women
can see,
aviators,
women's names.
Okay.
And you could see all of them. We're actually here at Oshkosh for the very first time in Hangar B at booth 2153. So it's the first row. It's first aisle, I should say. And you could definitely come by, take a look. And people are just loving the fact that we're finally here.
And the show, has that helped with some recognition and getting your...
Totally.
And so
totally.
How is that when now you're seeing this product that you made, or this, you know, not even product, but this design, and you see women wearing it around? Have you noticed tested right. around the field?
Yeah, we have. And a lot of the, you know, Oshkosh is great because not only do you get to see all these planes during the day and all these different air shows and fun things to do, but even in the evenings, there's all these gatherings of pilots and there's all these little parties everywhere.
The Women in Aviation picture.
And the other Women day. In Aviation. Mm-hmm. And so we have these events that we're going to, and I'm constantly seeing women with the watch on, and they recognize me, and they'll come up and say, I got this here at the show, or I've had this for 2 years, and I just bought the next model, and you know, I absolutely love it. I fly with it all the time. I'm not going to wear anything that I won't use when I fly. So these are all flight watches,
and they're attractive.
And they're
so,
yeah, and
so
they're beautiful.
Other than the aesthetic design, mm-hmm. what other differences go into the design of this than for the regular aviator's watch?
Well, you have your E6B, your slide rule, so it's got the flight calculator on it. They've got Zulu time on it. One of our models even has 3 time zones, so that was really nice when I ferry airplanes because I can get Zulu time. I know what time to call the friends and family and let them know mm-hmm. I've landed safely, and then I also know what time it is where I'm at. So right. I have that all on one watch.
Or even if you're flying from one time zone to another, you get your
exactly.
Zulu, your destination, and your origin.
A lot of us traveled here to Oshkosh, but we're not necessarily from the central time zone. So this is perfect watch to use for that.
Absolutely. And so you say you're in Hangar B,
uh-huh.
and people can find you there. Where can they find you if they're listening on the web and they don't?
TheAbingdonCo.com, which is spelled Tango Hotel Echo Alpha Bravo India November Golf Delta Oscar November Charlie Oscar.
So the Abington Co.
TheAbingdonCo.com.
And if people want to catch you, maybe you know, if they haven't seen the show or they want to see the show, then.
I think that I know Discovery shows repeats all the time. I'm sure you could probably find it as well on their website. And I know, you know, there's lots of blogs and lots of media surrounding around this last season, because I believe it might actually be the last season of the show.
Well, that's unfortunate to hear.
It is, yeah.
But we'll see you again next year with your watches. Definitely.
Of course, I'll be here.
Thank you very much. We've been listening to Chelsea Welch, known as Juice. And this has been Magneto Mel on EAA Radio, 1210 AM, 96.5 FM, and on the web at eaaradio.net. Thank you.
Thank you.